Well, I am out of the country at the moment, but it has been confirmed to me by colleagues that the institute has indeed been shut down, some of my colleagues were interrogated. Also, the computers in the office were searched, and I'm also told some of them may have been taken for investigation.
Okay.
So that is what I heard, yes.
Okay, so how many have been taken in for investigation?
About four people were taken in for investigation.
And have they confirmed why they are closing Sud Institute?
No, it was not confirmed.
And now, what is the action that the Sud Institute is going to take from now?
It is unclear what we can do. There will be a meeting of the board of the institute, and this meeting will look into if there have been any charges. Or if there has been any indication as to why this action was taken. I think they will decide today what to do. But so far, there has been no clarity on the next step on the part of the institute.
Okay.
People.
Now, concerning these four people who have been arrested, are they members of the team that issued the declaration recently?
Are you referring to the clearance by civil society about the country?
Yes, because we understand that.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because we understand that.
No, they were not.
You just mentioned that some of them have been arrested and then they have searched the premises. Have they told you for how long they're going to close the premises?
No, they haven't said anything about it. I think until further notice.
And do you know of the whereabouts of some of your colleagues, including Abraham Awolich, who are members of the civil society that made the declaration?
Abraham Awolich is in Juba.
And have you made any contact with the authorities here in Juba?
No, not yet. This is what I was talking about in terms of the institute being authorized as the staff of the institute being authorized by the board to seek audience with the authorities to find out why the closure and what the plan for the future, whether this is, they said for sure that it is a temporary closure, but we don't know how long. And our members of the staff or the board will decide in this meeting today what to do,
okay.
Who to talk to,
okay.
Depending on who had come there.
Now, how will this closure affect the operation of Sud Institute?
It depends on how long they will keep it closed. If it is only a few days, then the impact could be very minor, as our colleagues can still work from home. So it will depend on whether this is a temporary one and how long it will remain shut. But if it should go into days, weeks, and months, then of course the impact can be quite immense in terms of the projects that we are working on, and computers being taken. The data on the computers may not be accessible, and so the productivity of the institute will be compromised for sure. Just to emphasize that the institute is a public institution and should not be, it doesn't look good for a government to act this way if there are people who have said anything in their own individual capacity, that this is not being said on behalf of the institute, and therefore the institute as an entity should not be held responsible for actions of individuals, myself or anyone else, when they speak in their personal capacity, and should not be harmed for actions of individuals.